like to do his top and tail.
This is the Poofcast. Oh, wow.
Back again.
Fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan, punctual Toby Sullivan.
Oh, hose me down.
And Scott is sexually harassing someone through glass again.
Yeah, there's a hot guy in the next studio and... I can't keep my eyes off him. It's like you know when you're in the pub and there's a TV on.
Yeah,
and you can't looking. He's like the TV in the pub.
Yeah, he's like the TV in the pub. Also, the pub we go to, the TV generally has not men on it.
Yeah, that's true. So it all fits together.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if we sound distracted in the rest of this, you know why.
If you want my professional opinion, that boy gave it in a handbag full of rainbows.
Talk poofy to me.
We are welcoming into the studio one of our new friends,
yes,
Dean Beck. Welcome, darling.
Oh, look, it's an absolute pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much for having me. Oh.
Now, plug all your shows on the Joy so we can get that out of the way.
Okay. Joy 94.9, you can tune in from midday Thursday for On The Line. It's news and current affairs, 1 hour.
Right.
On Hide and Seek, we talk about sex, sexuality and self. That's from 9 p.m. Thursday through to 11 p.m.
And you can also stream those, obviously, joy.org.au.
You'll find podcasts there. And then on a Sunday from 12 noon, Word for Word, which the first hour is an hour of previewing what's on in the Melbourne arts scene.
Ooh.
And the second hour is an in-depth interview exploring the extraordinary lives of everyday people.
Wow. You've got a lot on your plate,
you
Dean.
Like talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like talking.
You've got a lot to say.
Well, now we've got that out of the way. The real reason we've got you in here is because we're exploring our kinky sides.
Yes. Mm.
And you're the boss. You're the boss of weird shit.
Yeah.
Well,
you know it.
Although it's not weird to him, I guess.
I know. Look, we've covered this. I have sex through a hole in the sheet once a year, whether I need to or not.
Yes.
Just to keep my hand in. So it's confronting to me. I'm sure it's very normal to a lot of other people. Say,
speaking of keeping your hand in.
You have really lovely slender hands.
Oh, no.
He's coming on to you.
No. We wanted to talk to you specifically. Now that you bring it up. Should have worn fucking mittens. We want to talk to you until you said that. We wanted to talk to you about fisting.
Fisting!
Yes! It's a thing, right?
It is a thing.
Well, it's my thing. Very much, yeah.
Shit.
Toby was recently, we discovered, shocked that there was such a thing as rimming.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wow. We've got a long way to go, Dean.
Yeah, so you got to start from first principles.
So fisting is something you're totally into. You love it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's my thing.
It's your thing.
Yeah.
At the top or at the bottom? Or all kinds? Both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What do you mean at the top? What do you mean?
Well, being the fister or being the fister.
Oh, right.
You can be a top or bottom of fisting.
Right. Okay, sure.
Some people don't want to do the other one.
Yes.
All right. Let's start with some basic beginner's questions. Mm-hmm. Right. What's the difference between just a vigorous finger and a fist?
A vigorous finger.
Well, Toby, a vigorous finger is a cocktail. And
I'll have a vigorous finger on the rocks.
Yeah. What would be in a vigorous finger?
Oh, God.
Tequila and petrol.
Yeah. Oh, no, it'd be something like Bailey's. No, anyway.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah. Bailey's and raspberry.
Yeah. Yes. Totally.
What are we talking about? We're talking about putting your whole box and dice in the box and dice.
Okay, let's get some terminology clarified.
Yeah, because box and dice isn't really cutting it for me.
Fisting really means that you're taking the hand all the way to the wrist at the very least.
Right.
So if you just do four fingers up to the knuckle, you're just you're vigorous
playing.
Fingering.
You're playing. You're playing. Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
So it really is about going past the hand onto the wrist.
Yep.
That's a fist.
That's a fist.
But a fist is not what you would think like a boxing fist.
Oh, my God.
A fist is more of what I call a duck bill.
Right.
Yes. So fingers outstretched.
So you make it like a cone.
Yes.
Fingers outstretched, hand relaxed, wrist relaxed. Very important.
And no jewelry.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Take the knuckle dusters off, boys.
I'm not the artful dodger. Take your watch off.
We talk about the three C's.
The three C's?
Yeah. Communication.
Mm-hmm.
Clipped fingernails.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to have to get some work
done. And Crisco.
Crisco!
Yeah. See, up till then it was just like netball.
Actually, some leagues, not so different.
That is the last time I play wing attack.
You have to wear a bib for fisting.
Yeah. And, of course, preparation is very, very important.
See, this is my issue. Yep. I'm very spontaneous.
Can I just say, there is no such thing as spontaneity in this unless you're a very prepared bottom.
Right.
The only
so you can have a spontaneous top.
Indeed.
But you can't be a spontaneous bottom.
You must have prepared as a bottom.
Yes. Right.
What have you got to do? I can only imagine.
Or take a run up backwards.
Look, it takes quite a while to prepare, up to an hour for me.
Wow.
Yep.
You must really want it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell's not enough. Like, I would start on Tuesday.
Well, the psychological preparation is different.
You can actually do that in the sense that you can start preparing days ahead by watching your diet, making sure that you are, you know, reducing your meal intake, because at the end of the day, what goes in must come out.
Yes.
And there are other little tricks like... psyllium husks. Now, psyllium will change your life.
Mm. Yes, Scott keeps telling me about it, and I'm terrified.
It's worse than when he's on the Atkins diet.
And psyllium is a wondrous, wondrous fibre, and it will change your life. Yeah, it really will.
So what do you have to do? You have to watch what you eat for a few days beforehand.
Well, that's
advisable. What would you recommend eating? Leafy green vegetables.
Okay. So your last major meal will be the evening before. Say it was a Friday night that you wanted to have some fun, right?
Right.
So Thursday night would be your last big meal.
Mm.
Breakfast on Friday would be sort of a juice and maybe a shake.
Right. So fluids.
Yeah. And then you might have a salad for lunch on Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't.
No more protein.
I wouldn't be eating any protein thereafter. That's right. Yeah.
So I feel like we're on the circle. I know.
Well, eventually it'll be about the size of a circle.
Oh, right.
And then what happens, right? So you go and you see the Katy Perry movie and you come home and you have a cup of tea and you look across the table and say, darling.
Darling. I've had my psyllium husks. I haven't eaten since Thursday.
Then you start your preparation. So quietly as the bottom, you would lock yourself away in the bathroom, and with various equipment, you would slowly take in water and expel accordingly.
Douche.
And until you're nice and clean.
Right.
About an hour
later. Do you do like a full enema or just a douchey douche?
Oh, it's got to be very full.
Well, I guess, because you are going quite deep, aren't you?
Yeah, and look, there is the external sphincter that we're all familiar with, but there's one on the inside, and you actually
Is there a double sphincter?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. That was Scott's nickname in high school.
Yeah.
It's like Kyle and Jackie O. There's two.
You got it in one. You got it in one.
And they're both full of shit. Yes.
Not if you prepare.
Indeed.
If you're cracking the second seal, does that mean that you're actually going, like past the rectum and into the intestine? Holy shit.
Well, you brought him your rectum.
Wow.
And is that, do you have to get used to kind of relaxing
that? Yeah, look, it's about drawing that fluid up into that second cavity so that it can fill with water and then expelling that, because that's the one you want to clean out.
Right, the second one.
The first one is about...
Is there other professionals that can do this for you? Seems like something
dial a douche.
I don't clean my own kitchen. Why would I?
Yeah.
Why would I vacuum the lounge room?
It is exactly the same as having
the colonic irrigation.
High colonic.
Right.
It's exactly the same as a high colonic. Right.
So I could go and see you in my freaky crystal doctor and get flushed out on Friday afternoon.
Depends what sort of crystal.
No. You know, those doctors with the crystals and the irrigation.
Oh, the undung are getting... Right.
So I could go and get that done and then go and get fisted.
Absolutely. Well, yes, not absolutely.
Not right away.
Not right away.
let's get down to brass tin tacks because I don't want to fuck this up.
Right. No, you don't.
What happens after you douche?
Well, after you douche and you're comfortable, you then start very slowly with a top that you connect with and that you trust. And the whole thing is about trust. The first book written on fisting was titled Trust.
Right. Mm.
you go straight to fingers. You don't have some amyl, or you don't like get a butt plug or something. Or
well, look, I'm not going to recommend drugs to anyone either on a podcast or in a tutorial. But
that's my job. Take amyl.
But we all know that amyl is a vasodilator and that it will open you up. And so,
if you need help,
that might help.
What about those anesthetic-y things you can put up your bum? That's a bad thing?
Absolutely not, because there is not a lot of nerve endings up there anyway, right? So you've got to be really careful about the temperature of the water you use, because you won't feel if it's really hot.
Right.
And that's
if you're burning the inside.
Yeah.
I've scalded my sphincter.
Yes. someone having a barbecue in here?
What is this? Oh, I've got poached anus.
Oh,
I think you've overdone it.
Yeah, and if you think they're just for breakfast, think again.
Poached calamari.
So you really, because there aren't many nerve endings there at all, you've got to be really aware of your body. And so you don't want to deaden it by using an anaesthetic.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I did wonder, how do you get up to the wrist?
Okay.
Surely that's not on your first go.
No, it's not. No, and there are. I guess there's two methodologies, and one of which I just do not prescribe to. And there's the force method, if you like, which is just not on. It's dangerous and
just
stupid.
Just pushing on through and hoping for the best.
The other method is what I call the invitation method.
Mm.
And that is about you being aware of your body and inviting.
Sending out cards a week before, getting an RSVP. Can you make a Facebook group?
Doing the right way.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
I started to chub up for a minute then, but you've ruined it.
Presumably what you mean is let the bottom drive it. Let
indeed,
the bottom decide.
Yes. Indeed. And the top is not in control in this space, right? Mm-hmm.
The top's never in fucking control. Yeah.
The top is reading the bottom and following the invitation.
Right.
And in that space, you will never hurt yourself, you will never tear, you'll never have an accident, and you'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, great.
So, the retarded question, right? So, right, you're in there and you're up to your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you jiggle around? Look for... Do you just sit
you start
there,
making
or...
it work like Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, you start,
you start doing, you're playing scales like you're learning the piano.
Whoa. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Now, this is something I wanted to bring up, because Scott Brennan loves it up the bum.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But he says he doesn't like fingers.
No, I don't. Yeah, right. I'm not a fan of fingers.
Right.
He doesn't like the knuckles and the bones.
I like the kind of fleshy. I don't like fingers. I find a bit hard.
Well, this is the thing. I said earlier, you need a relaxed hand and a soft wrist. Okay, this is the one instance where, as a gay man, having a limp wrist is an advantage.
Oh, right.
You need to be supple.
That's right. Wow.
Is that where limp wristedness came from? The first person who got like this wrist snapped in someone's ass?
I want you to think of a cookie jar, and the monkey trying to put his hand in the cookie jar, grabs the cookie, tries to pull it out and can't get his hand out. Right.
Yes.
Now, if you have a soft wrist and a soft hand, your hand will mush its way through the where it needs to go and how it needs to go. Mm-hmm. If you push with your wrist... your hand will stiffen up.
Yes.
Your knuckles will expand and you won't be able to get into that hole, right? Okay, so it's about having a soft hand, a collapsed hand, and a soft wrist.
So rather than taking a run up, you're sneaking up on it.
Yes.
The forward movement comes from the shoulder, not from the elbow or the wrist.
Oh, so there's a real technique.
Oh, my God. It's like fucking golf. This is the least erotic thing I've ever heard.
I'm going to isolate my muscle groups.
Jesus.
And you need to be in position. Now, your arm, as the top, is a direct extension of the spine of the bottom. So depending on the position of the spine of the bottom, whether they're, you know, leaning up, leaning down, on all fours, straight ahead, your arm needs to be...
In
at all times, line. In a direct straight line with the spine.
Ah.
Your wrists soft.
Oh, so you can't give someone a cheeky fist under the table.
No.
You can if you have good technique.
Right, yes.
That's the third year achievement. Adam.
That's a black belt.
And the thing, the thing with this is, too, that people who have body awareness, particularly dancers, ballet dancers, are very good at this because they have a general sense of their body and they understand the concept of lengthening and widening.
Mm, let's face it, all I eat is salad for fucking lunch.
Yeah. They're already halfway there. Mm-hmm.
So they are particularly good at being fisted.
Right. So what do? You jiggle it around, you push it back and forth, you just leave it there.
You initially, in an inexperienced bottom, you'll wait for the bottom to open up, and the bottom will open up further and further, and to the point where you can go deeper and deeper. But you will get that invitation.
Mm. All right, this is what else I have to ask. Why is it fun?
No, it's a great question. It is the most erotic sexual sensation that you can possibly have without a cock.
I figure this has got to be the bottom of it. That it's not so much about the physical sensations. It's about
it is
the weirdness
the most
of it.
It is about the physical sensation. Okay. It is hypersexualized, but it is not genital focused.
Right. Yeah.
And as men, we focus on our genitals for sexual arousal. This is the ultimate in sexual arousal without a genital
Touching your
stimulation.
So it's like the other side of like someone, you know, tickling your neck or something.
Well, if that's what
just
gets you off.
From the
inside. Yeah.
Except their hand is up your ass.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right. And you know the best thing about it?
Mm-hmm.
You'd no longer have to be a size queen. Because everyone's got two hands.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's got two hands. Although you looking at Toby's fingers says you are
a size
queen.
I'm getting turned on.
Just call me Twinkle Toes, girls.
Now, I remember years ago saying to a friend, oh, I just don't understand how people can get fisted. I think it's so weird. And he said something very wise to me, which was, well, take it back a step. There are a lot of people who can't imagine what it would be like to get a cock up your ass.
Yeah. Indeed.
They think that's disgusting and awful. So how do you go from, like, your journey from cock to fist?
Look, when I was 21, I found
in
myself...
In the later Cretaceous era.
In a...
gas lamps had been installed.
Hit him, Dean, hit him.
I found myself in a gay sauna at about 4 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, wow. Oh. We've never done that.
Did I accidentally fist you? Because I did accidentally fist someone once.
And at 21, I met this stunning 6'6" blonde, bronze, Aussie bloke. He was hot as.
Rhonda
Bishop. I just started playing with his ass, and within seconds, I was up to my elbow.
Oh. Wow.
And
he knew what he was coming for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instantly, I knew that was my thing.
You went, this is my path.
This is my thing.
You slipped into someone.
I fell into
Spencer.
Oh, my God.
This first.
You went straight into the Guatemalan sinkhole.
Yeah. I actually saw that guy that you were describing. He was working at a fate as the lucky dip.
Now, when you've been on this show before and you've spoken about, like, the leather scene, you've talked a lot about... You talked a big, you know, aura game about how it's a brotherhood and, you know, and a community and stuff. I imagine that is out of control with fisters.
No.
Really?
No. You see, fisting is an aspect that connects to the leather community, but there are a lot of people into fisting that have got no interest in leather the leather community.
Or any other kind of...
So there isn't kind of a fisting community then?
Oh, there is. Mm-hmm. In the sense that... look,
once you've fisted everyone, you know them all.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And therefore it creates a community.
Yeah. That's right. But who am I going to fist though? I'm going to forget a fucking Sydney.
Okay. No, they're hopeless up there. They've got idea.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, because they're all twinks.
Sure, there's no one.
It's a city full of twinks.
No, they talk about it, but they've got no idea.
You know where they'd be really into fisting?
Adelaide.
Yeah.
And then packaging off in a barrel.
Yeah. I want to put my body in your barrel.
There is a fisting community, but there's, look, it's like all things, like minds gravitate towards each other. Mm-hmm. And yes, there is crossover within the leather community, and the leather community has its own language for fisting. Well, I guess signs, the red scarf or the red stripe down a leather.
Yes, we discovered that by accident.
Yes.
So, you know, that indicates fisting.
You are wearing a red shirt today.
I thought just for the occasion.
Oh, how
it's,
lovely.
It's Red Gingham. He's into fisting and the Wizard of Oz. Yes.
Yeah, fisting in Italian restaurants.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
That's it.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. And wow. Is there such a thing as a versatile fister?
Absolutely. I'm one of them.
Yeah, right. Shit balls.
Wow.
So you can be
tough. There is nothing better than a 69 fist.
Oh, wow.
That's not even possible.
How can you get your long straight angle?
The universe will just fold in on itself if you did that.
Toby, lie down and I'll show you.
What a pity that podcasts aren't visual.
I had a huge, like a really big hamburger for lunch. Like it was really, it was an enormous hamburger.
Right, let's forget
that. It was a huge hamburger.
He's gluten-free.
Yes.
That's a good start. That's a good start.
That's a good start.
And you run fisting workshops.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, wild. That must be a really awkward getting to know you. Let's just go around the circle and say our names and our favourite movie.
In the workshops, are they practical?
No, look, we watch a video and we talk about that. But we also go through diet, we go through anatomy, we go through etiquette. We talk about the different types of toys and what they're made out of. We talk about the different types of lube and what that's made out of. And, you know, I just like to share my experience with people because they all have a question they want answered.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, you know, took me 10 years to take my first one after my first experience.
Right. After your first hello system.
Yeah. and in that 10 years, I learned a lot and found out a lot. So I like to share that with others. And I've had people that have come to my workshops that have been fisting for 20 years and they've gone, wow, you've just changed my
wow.
life.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because there's such an elaborate lead-up, right, because it takes a while to, like, you've got to start the day before and all that sort of stuff, all the preparations and things. Do you find that preparation gets fetishized as well? That, like, that becomes part of the
No, it's tedious.
Oh,
you don't start to get a bit excited going, oh, I'm totally cleaning myself out
Look,
for fisting.
I'd like to say yes, but no, that's pretty tedious.
Yeah, right.
I don't think I care enough about sex to put that much effort into it.
Well, you know,
that day you cut the hole in the sheet was the worst day of your life.
It all, you know what I mean? Any route ends the same way. So let's just cut the chase, kids.
Yeah, they always just end in tears and shame. So
I eat a lot of frozen dinners, so maybe this is just my general approach to things. Let's get this shit done. Who's got time to slow roast?
Yeah.
Let's just wave some lean cuisine.
Anything more than 3 minutes on high?
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
Oh, well, look, Dean Beck, you've been an orifice of information.
Oh, my God.
That we have all reached in and plucked a fact out, haven't we, boys?
Look, and if you are interested, you can find out more about the workshops by going to manhouse.com.au.
Oh, our good friends at Manhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll pop that on our website.
Yes. That's cool. Manhaus.
M-A-double-N.
Double-N.
Just go to talkingpoofy.com.au. It'll be there.
It'll be there
on the thing. With the picture of Dean's head.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Dean Beck on air.
Oh, lovely.
And can we follow you home after this?
Sure. If you've got nice, slender hands. Wow. Absolutely.
Oh, no, I've got big, fat, meaty fists.
Oh, that's all right, too. As long as your technique's good.
My technique's abominable.
I've got long lady nails.
Right, well,
does it matter
those?
If while I'm fisting I'm doing the single ladies dance with my other hand?
Actually, now you are turning me on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dee.
Pleasure. Dave. Thank you very much.
Talk poofy to me. All right, we've got a new segment, which in the vein of what's new and brand power.
Is it about eggs?
No.
Think again.
It's the Root Review.
The Root Review is a new segment we've devised where each week we will review a root.
Yeah.
That perhaps we've had. Or
one of you have had email.
One of you have had.
Poofcast@talkingpoofy.com.au.
We've heard about or been subjected to.
Or seen in a film.
And look, girls, I'm going to give you the inaugural Root Review.
Great.
And I thought I'd start at the very beginning and review my very first route.
Oh, God.
Your very first ever.
My very first ever man route.
Right.
I thought I could review my very first lady route.
Sticky yeah. fumblings.
But you two would have no interest and it would involve me saying the word vagina. So this is a review of my very first man route.
Right, okay.
Toby Sullivan is perhaps best known for a string of high-profile but ultimately unsatisfying encounters in the mainstream of his group of friends, including numbers such as backseat fingering, pashing in the grass, and I think I fucked a fat chick when I was 19 but was too drunk to remember.
Thank God you didn't say the word slit at any point there.
That freaks me out!
So it's a surprise to see him taking a risk at an off-Broadway venue here at 55 Porter Street tonight.
Oh, you didn't!
No.
You didn't!
Ah, the memories. This entirely improvised work has been anticipated for a long time, but it's a major departure for Toby to be actually presenting it, finally, and the nerves do show somewhat. As the audience participation that introduces the piece is clumsily mishandled, and Toby disappears into a chipboard cubicle with literally the first human being he encounters to return eye contact. The dialogue is perfunctory but comforting in its familiarity. I've never done this before, Toby breathes. Well, you're doing okay so far, his uncredited co-star replies. With a transparent lack of sincerity, the audience cannot fail to be unnerved by. The action is similarly as one would expect. This very short two-act piece has little to offer in the way of new ideas, although Toby's near catatonic shock during a brief episode of Analingus varies the otherwise workmanlike energy temporarily. I give him 3 stars and me 2.
Catatonic shock.
Oh my God. See, that just evoked such a clear image in my head as well.
I've never done this before.
Get your tongue out of my bum. I didn't know you could even do that.
That's not a thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, it's a thing.
Do you remember the first time that happened? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck
was happening.
I didn't
know it was a thing either.
Oh, really?
I was like, what? No, you don't do
that. You don't do that.
Yeah, wow.
Shit.
You do do that. Oh, you do. Keep doing that.
As things progress, that's why you do that. Yeah. Now I get it.
Yeah, it's kind of like you dirty little. Oh.
Oh, yeah. If I'd known you were coming over, I would have vacuumed the rug.
Oh, I would have shaken the grit out of it. Well, that was a wonderful first route review.
Route review.
Awesome.
Root review.
I love route review.
Yeah.
What's new?
Is Porter Street even still there?
Yeah, it's totally still there.
So it still exists?
Yeah, the same 8 twinks are still going there. They're all 50 now.
Wow. Wow.
It's like the Alamein line of sorts. That's still there.
You need to go and lay a wreath there. That's what you need to do.
One of those little blue plaques.
Yeah.
If you have a route you'd like to review, or you'd like a route of yours reviewed, please have sex with one of us and we'll review you. That was the Poofcast.
It's not our finest. I give it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah. I didn't actually listen. I was just watching the guy in the next
studio. Still looking at him.
Yeah, I'm still looking at him. Yeah.
He left an hour ago.
Yeah, but he's burned into my retina. So that's why I'm blinking a lot.
It's one of the great pleasures of growing older is that you can sexually harass with impunity.
Yeah.
You know, because no one thinks that you're a genuine threat.
No.
They think that because you're old, they can outrun you. What they don't understand is the sheer athletic power that this kind of hunger can give you.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. It's the. I think it's more the fact that, you know, they think they can outrun you and you can outlast them with sheer patience.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I will wait here until you have exhausted all opportunities.
Yes.
And then you will come to my lap.
That's right. Yeah.
Because I know eventually we all suck off the guy we don't want to at the pub.
Yeah.
Like some horrible podcasting crocodile. Sat in the corner.
I'm not the crocodile death roll shame again.
Waiting.
Back. It's back.
We'll be back next time on the Poofcast. What's new?
We should get the sting off the internet.
We should.
I wonder if it's in here. It might be. We might have a thing of it. Oh, I've just typed in hats new.
Oh, hats new.
What's new? What's new? Eggs.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't.
I just threw a football.
Can I see the footy, please? Oh, that's
why
bad.
Would that be? What's new?
What's new?
It's whatsnew.com. Oh, it is.
Oh, my God.
Eggs is what's new.
Eggs.
What's new? If you think eggs are just for breakfast, think again. Eggs make a fast, easy lunch. Perfect on the go. They're the ideal snack. Packed with protein, just one serve of eggs gives you 20% of your daily required intake of protein.
Oh, shut up, Roz.
If you think eggs are just for breakfast, think again. Wow.
What's new? Eggs.
Oh, my God.
If you think eggs are tiny alien spaceships containing evil spirits, think again.
Jesus Christ.
I love that there's a whole... It's just got whatsnew.com.
Eggs.
What's new? If you think eggs are just for breakfast, think again. Eggs make a fast, easy lunch. Perfect on the go. They're the ideal snack. What's new? If you think eggs are just for breakfast, think again. Eggs make a fast...
Go away.
Talk poofy to me.